Coming up on Hands on iOS, I've got a quick tip for you. How to activate and set your default browser and email app in iOS 14. Hands on iOS is brought to you from Twit's LastPass Studios. You're focused on security, but are your employees? Well, LastPass can ensure that they are by making access and authentication seamless, whether employees are working in the office or remotely. Visit LastPass.com/Twit to learn more.
This is Twit.
This episode of Hands on iOS is brought to you by Peak Design. They've just launched their 10th campaign on Kickstarter, Mobile by Peak Design. To learn more, go to peakdesign.com/twit. Folks, a quick but kind of hidden feature for you today in iOS. You may have heard that Apple has updated iOS with a new way of choosing your default browser, meaning that when you tap on a link in a message or in an email or somewhere else, instead of that link opening up in Safari every time, you get to choose the browser that the link opens up in. So if you're used to using Google Chrome on your desktop computer or perhaps Firefox on your desktop computer, then you can set that as your default browser in your iPhone. And the same applies to email. If you would rather have anytime you click or tap on an email address or choose to send mail, instead of it popping up in the mail app from iOS, you could have it from Apple, you could have it pop up and actually let you send an email with your mail client of choice. So let's talk about this. Firstly, and most importantly, you have to understand that developers have to make this feature available to you as a user, meaning that they have to update their apps in order to support this new method of choosing what app is the default app for both email and for browsing. So if your browser of choice does not yet have the option, you need to let the developer know that you would like to make your browser a default option in iOS. Let's take a look at one of the options that is available. So I've got my iPhone here, and I just downloaded the Firefox app. I'll tap on that, and this is the important thing. Some apps will give you a way to quickly get to the setting because, frankly, it's kind of buried deep in order to set it up. Instead of there being a nice, easy place in settings to choose browser and mail app and then go in and set your default, you actually have to set it in one of these apps that provides the option for the app to be the default mail or browser. So I'm going to show you this way, which is a simple way. Firefox, after I downloaded it and went ahead and logged into my Firefox account, gave me this option that says go to settings. This makes it so that if I tap on websites and messages that have links in them, they will automatically open in Firefox. If I tapped on go to settings, it would take me there. But let's talk about how to get there. So I'll swipe back to my main screen here. I'll choose settings. And then from settings, you can see that I've already scrolled down all the way, but I'll show you here. We go down until we get to our app of choice, in this case, Firefox. So I'll keep going. And there's Firefox. I tap on Firefox, and do you see this new section called Default Browser App? Right now, my default browser app is set to Safari, but these apps on my phone are supported. Safari, Chrome, Firefox, and Edge. So I can choose Firefox as my default browser app instead of Safari or Chrome or Edge. That means now if I were to tap on a link that someone sent me, it would open up in Firefox instead of opening up in Safari. Now let me show you the same thing for mail. I use the Spark email client as opposed to the built-in mail app. So as you might imagine, I will scroll down until I find Spark. Bum, ba-da-dum, bum, bum, bum. And there's Spark. I tap on Spark. And what do we find? But default mail app as a setting. I choose that. And you can see the apps that are available. Gmail, Airmail, Mail from Apple, and Spark. I've already selected Spark. So now it is set as the default mail app. What does that allow me to do? Again, Now, when I choose to send emails, it will pop open Spark instead of the traditional mail app and give me access and the ability to use those apps as my defaults. Folks, I am so much enjoying talking about all of the new, well, some at least of the new features in iOS 14 and actually getting to them, because some of them are buried, they're tucked away, they're hard to find. And this was one of those that is kind of difficult to figure out. So I hope I helped you figure out how to set your own choice for your default browser and mail app in iOS 14. If you have questions that you want answered and any features that you want covered in iOS 14, let me know. You send those to HOI, that stands for Hands on iOS, HOI at twit.tv. And of course, subscribe to the show, twit.tv/HOI, where you can get the show in both audio and video formats. But of course, the video format is much better. And if you don't feel like downloading the video, well, you don't have to. Head to YouTube, youtube.com/hands-on-iOS. We'll get you there where you can subscribe. You can ring that bell so that way you get a notification as soon as a new episode is available. And oh, there's a new tip. There's a new thing that I can learn how to do. Awesome. And of course, be sure to like this video if you haven't yet. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I will catch you next time on Hands on iOS. This episode of Hands on iOS is brought to you by Peak Design. Peak Design just launched their 10th campaign on Kickstarter, Mobile by Peak Design, an ecosystem of cases, mounts, and accessories that make your phone a better tool for everything you do. These accessories use SlimLink, which has been added to their new everyday phone case. When paired with your mobile device, it connects with accessories such as a wallet with a built-in kickstand, charging and non-charging mounts for your car dash, and a machined aluminum tripod, plus so much more. To learn more about the Mobile by Peak Design campaign and all the other amazing products, head to peakdesign.com/twit. Support Peak Design and visit peakdesign.com/twit.
I'm Jason Howell, host of Tech News Weekly here on twit.tv, along with my co-host Micah Sargent. Each and every week, we talk to people who are making and breaking the tech news. It could be journalists writing amazing tech stories. It could be experts. It could be the sources of the stories themselves, developers, you name it. We bring them onto the show and we talk to them about why their story is resonating with the world. You can watch and subscribe by going to twit.tv/TNW. Make sure you do that and you won't miss a single episode. We'll see you there.